It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone for the show with a little bit of live music. And I'm very excited about this song because this song is actually by the person that we are going to interview today. That's the number one reason why I'm excited. Second thing is I want you to really listen to the words of this song. Listen, take it into your heart. This is Where Are You? This is the anthem remix by Tisha Owens and Fred Hammond. Sit back and enjoy.
Where do you go? What are you gonna do? I know you're confused. How will you make it through? I know you feel so lonely as the tears fall down your face. Where is the love? Where is the grace that you've heard all about? I hear you asking me, where are you? Say, tell me, please. You used to stand tall, but now you live on your knees. You feel that God has left you, and your heart will never heal. Your pain is overwhelming. And oh, so real. Does anyone care? I hear you asking me, where are you? I cannot stop the wind or all the pouring rain. Try to stop the tears, but I can't fix everything. But here's my hand, and my heart is in hand, and I will do what I can. I cannot stop. Or all the pouring rain. I'll try to stop the tears, but I can't fix everything. But here's my hand, and my heart is in hand, and I will do
Hey everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my good friend, yes, Vicki McMurray, co-hosting with me today. We're sitting right in front of each other, which is unusual.
It is unusual, but it's easier to grab your hands.
It's easier to grab hands. So yes, maybe we need to, you know,
maybe
switch
we need
these
to
around.
I know. It's good to be here.
Well, welcome, Vicki. I'm so glad that you are here.
I'm glad to be here, hon.
Everyone, our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website at loveministriesbuilds.org. And we are very excited to welcome Miss Letitia Owens today.
Hey, Tisha.
Hey.
Tisha, well, actually, we are welcoming back because it's almost been a year, may have been.
It's our
about
first,
a
it's
year.
It's almost a year. She was our first show. Yeah.
Wasn't I numero uno?
You are numero uno.
That's all I'm saying. Give me my credit.
Okay. She was number one.
Yes, you were, honey.
I love it. So, Tisha, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Tisha is the founder of Where Are You Homeless Outreach. And the song that you just heard, Where Are You, that is the anthem remix of that song.
It's beautiful.
So what I need everyone to do is to go to iTunes and search for T-S-H-A. Is that right?
That's correct.
T-S-H-A Owens, because there are other remixes of that song, mm-hmm, and the proceeds from that song go to Tisha's work with the homeless. And so, Tisha, let's jump right into it. Catch us up. Well, kind of like let us know or remind us. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Remind us how you got into Where Are You Homeless Outreach.
Well, it started back when I'd moved to Atlanta and I became homeless. I was living in my car. You know, I'd named my car Charlita.
Oh, mm-hmm, that's right. Yes.
Uh-huh. Y'all remember Charlita?
I remember Charlita.
And Charlita and I were in Atlanta, thought we had a place to stay and did not, mm-hmm, and ended up living in our car. So that exposed me to a new world of homelessness. Mm. I became very educated about what was going on around me and the different things that were happening. And coming through that, the Lord spoke to me clearly, showing me that I had been blessing the wrong people with my talents and gifts, and that now I was going to spend my life serving those who were less fortunate and homeless. And so that's how it all began.
Yeah. And you know what? I thank the Lord for, I don't know, giving you that revelation and, mm-hmm, putting you on that path.
Yeah.
We talked before the radio show, before we started the radio show, that that's what the Lord will do. That,
yes,
he will just keep living.
Yes.
Just keep serving.
Amen.
Just keep doing the things that you're doing and perfecting the craft and,
yes,
perfecting the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given you. At that right time, he'll show you, do this for these people.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't take for granted what he's putting in front of you on that road.
That's true.
I look at you now and it's so hard for me to believe. I remember, we won't spend much time on this, but I just remember the first time I met you, I thought, no way you are, mm-hmm, homeless.
Yes way.
Yes.
Yes way. Yes. Yes.
You and Charlita would let me know. Oh, yes way. But I'm just, you know, I'm so grateful because as we're going to talk about it in the show today, we're going to talk more about what you're doing with your ministry. And thank God you were homeless.
Amen.
Thank
God. I'm
very
grateful for that experience.
Yes, because the work that you're doing in the Dallas area here for the homeless, and what you were saying real quick before we even started the show was that, you know, you can't even drive by a homeless person. You just, God says, you got to go take care of this.
Yes.
You
got to,
if there's,
yes,
something you can do to help them.
Yes.
So let's jump into that and talk,
yeah,
more about it.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Talk about missions.
Yeah. So the whole reason I really wanted to do this show is I am just back from Africa, probably just 2 weeks maybe, mm-hmm, now. I'm just now waking up and going to sleep at the right time this week. So we went on a mission trip in Africa, and the Lord just opened my mind to another level of people living without.
Yes.
Right? You know, in Africa, what a lot of times, especially in the remote villages, what you have is what the government allows you to have.
That's very true.
And you don't have anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to supernaturally figure out,
mm-hmm,
how do I provide for my kids?
Mm-hmm.
How do I grow crop? You know, we did things like pray for rain, and then the Lord sent rain cloud. I mean, it opened my mind to a whole nother level. And so for me, the Lord has made it clear that I am to serve women. Mm-hmm. And in serving that, I will help women to affect their children, help their children. Uh-huh. That's very important to me. So while in Africa, I said this, that women would come up and just stand there in front of me. And so I'd have to call over someone to help me talk. There's a language barrier, and say, okay, what does she want to say to me? Mm-hmm. And the women there are so serious. They're serious about their children. They know what kind of conditions they live in, but they're like, okay, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want to know, how do I teach my children? How do I protect my children? Mm. So that's kind of where the Lord is leading me in my life. And missions, the word missions just, I've seen it in a whole nother way, and it's opened up a lot of things in my mind. So for me, I'm thinking with this radio show and with this program today, I would like for moms and adults that are listening to say, okay, how do I grow my children up in missions? How do I teach them how to serve other people? How do I teach them the value of serving other people? And I want to encourage people that you can get involved in missions right here in DFW.
That it's not just about going to Africa, which was a huge blessing that you were able to do that.
Correct. But I want to talk about what's going on here in DFW. And so, Tisha, I know that you just did the expo.
Yes, correct.
And so tell us about that and tell us how you got to doing it and how it went and everything.
Yes. Well, it started with a few years ago. I was trying to find out where all the organizations were that were serving the homeless.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord provided some contact information for me to see this list of over 300 organizations that were serving the homeless. And I was blown away. I could not believe that, first and foremost. So I remember saying at that time, okay, what do I do with this information? I had no idea. So I kept praying about it, and the Lord dropped in my spirit the word expo. I didn't have that in my mind. That wasn't something I had done before, so I wasn't thinking about that. So I became more educated on what the expo would look like. So what I did was I went to Mayor Pro Tem Casey Thomas, shared with him a vision that I had with bringing these organizations together, and he basically said, let's do it. I know it was a timing thing, because when I went to him, there was no resistance whatsoever. And I shared with him the vision of bringing all these organizations together under one roof where we could serve as many of the less fortunate as possible, where they could receive these resources and know how to obtain these services, because there are a lot of services here, but there's a disconnect with getting the information to them.
Yes.
So because I am very connected to those that are living on the street and outdoors, there are some in shelters too, but I really stay connected to those that are on the street that really don't have resources or places to go. So I went out and shared with them that information of when and where it was going to be. We had over 200 service providers that committed to being with us on February the 2nd, and we were able to serve at least 500 individuals that came and received the blessings. And it was such a joy, because for me, like I said, the disconnect is getting them to the resources.
Right.
How do you get that and make that connection?
They don't have cell phones. They don't have their laptop.
Yeah, they don't have
and
that.
Let's just say, too, this was at the Dallas Convention Center.
Correct. K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. That's where
amazing.
It was. Yeah, and that was all God. The Lord used it to where, again, Mayor Pro Tem was able to make that happen for us. We had quite a few people that served. It was, I had at least 20 people on my volunteer team that helped. We had less than 45 days, too, to put it together.
Oh, my.
Yeah, wow. I didn't say that part. We had less than 45 days to put it together, and everybody just was committed to the process. We all had the same heart to serve the people. And, you know, throughout the whole process, I kept ministering the same thing. Guys, this is about transforming lives. We don't get these opportunities to be a huge blessing to others. Let's take advantage of this. And everybody was just excited about it. Like, when, how, where? Right. Let's go. Let's
make
this happen.
Such a great idea.
So it was beautiful.
And you made it happen. So 500 people came through, and you had. So real quick, can we backtrack just for one second? I want to remind everybody. So your ministry is once a month?
It's once a month.
And it's at a restaurant?
Yeah, normally we have it at a restaurant. Now, right now, we're in negotiations with the Dallas Public Library.
Oh,
they're actually speaking today.
That would be great.
As we speak, that's something that they've had a desire to do for a while. They were looking for somebody to actually do this. So when I came to them, they were like,
beautiful.
Oh, my God, do you know how awesome this is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they've given us pretty much the go, but they have stipulations on what you can and cannot do.
Yes.
So we're asking God, though, to have them bend a little bit, right. just mm-hmm. so some of those things we can do, because we're used to doing them at our right. other mm-hmm. events. But that's what we're praying for, that they allow us to come once a month. If not, then we'll still have to find a new location. But we serve them whether we have the library or
I'm
not.
I'm telling you, that would be huge it if would you be. Were at the library.
It would be huge. You know what? Two things come to my mind. Number one, when the Lord has called you to do something mm-hmm. and yes. his covering is on it and mm-hmm. anointing is on it,
yes, Lord.
He will open the ways for yes. you to do things in a supernatural way.
Yes.
45 days, that's supernatural.
That when is. I tell you, yes, yes it was. It's yes. just coming out of me right now when I think about yes. how much time yes. we didn't have.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then being able to go to the library, because one of the things that even my churches yes. is discussing this with City Square, one of the things is you got to get people to say yes, okay, homeless individuals can come in.
Yes.
People don't want homeless individuals
That's
inside
very
there.
No, nobody wants to deal with,
yeah,
with
inside.
That.
Yes. And so for the library
difficult.
To even be in talks
yes.
to say,
welcoming
okay, let's figure
have,
out how to get this
you know,
done.
When
this
I was in
great.
College 100 years ago, I used to go to the Dallas Public Library because yeah. I used to live near there. And there, you'd see a lot of homeless people coming through the library.
Yeah.
And they were, even back then, super respectful.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
it's
wonderful.
Still that stigma.
That stigma.
But
mm-hmm.
that's such a central location, Tisha.
It is.
That would be huge. Oh, big,
you have
huge
no
prayers.
Idea.
Big,
I'm huge praying. Prayers. That's why I'm saying, the Lord, I know he's going to show out. He's done it so many
yes.
times. Because even when I was given the proposal, the lady that read it, she said, well, you know, this right here is probably going to be a red flag. I said, yeah, but all I can do is ask.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know that's right. You know, you've already shared with me that this is a particular area that they struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, you know, we'll adjust to them giving us the no,
right.
If that's the case. But we're going to mm-hmm. ask for the yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
And there are so many things that happen right there at that library. And
yes.
you wouldn't even have to have transportation.
Exactly.
Like, that's a great location.
Yes. If they know that wow. this is going to happen for them regularly, they
yes.
will show up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So real quick, going back to your expo. So
yes.
you have 500 people coming through. What mm-hmm. all? What services did you guys provide in less than 45 days?
Yes. Well, we had medical screenings. We
oh,
had
wow.
HIV and AIDS testing.
Fabulous.
We had vision testing where they were able to receive glasses.
Oh.
They were able to receive IDs and birth certificates, housing vouchers, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There was everything that you could think of. I mean, we talked to so many different organizations and think about the number 200.
Mm-hmm.
There were that many different organizations that were providing different services. So we had a mental health section. Oh, we had the barber and hair section. That section was flooded. They were
mm-hmm.
wanting that service. And when I tell you, they waited. I mean, they sat in that chair.
Get
they
that
were like,
hair wash,
we're
get
wanting
it cut.
To get this done.
Yes. Yes.
That's not something they have access to.
You can't do that.
You mm-hmm. can't.
So it was just a beautiful, you know, visual of just seeing all these different groups, all these organizations. And before the expo began, we had a session first where all of the organizations had to do an exercise together.
Mm.
So we brought them to tables first and we divided them up by what they provided. So if they were mental health, we put them in a group.
Mm-hmm.
If they were women only, we put
mm-hmm.
them in a group. If they were youth, we dealt with them. And we had exercises for them to sit down and have to come up with solutions so they could see how easy it is to work together.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had
great.
Questions to answer, but they only had one sheet of paper.
What
so they
great
all
idea.
Had to put their answers together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, at the end, a person represented that group to answer the question so the other people could hear it.
This
idea.
Is a question that's coming up with me, and
mm-hmm.
I believe this is of God. So if there's a mom listening,
yes.
and I'm sure there are several moms thinking, okay, but that's just Tisha Owens. It was more than the calling of God on her life. She had to have all of this background experience and
mm-hmm.
all of this teaching and
no.
Went to this and that and got
no.
all of this stuff. So Tisha,
no.
tell us what qualified you?
What qualified me was obedience.
Thank you.
That's all it was.
Amen.
Thank you.
Because I did not know, even though I had lived in my car, I still didn't know what I was going to do to
mm-hmm.
bring them out of their situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I prayed often
mm-hmm.
and I would ask the Lord different things. What could I do? The first thing he told me to do first, when I remember the very first event I had, he said, go to a church. Just go to a church, give them the idea, and
mm-hmm.
see what they say. Well, this is how awesome it was. The very first church that I went to, the pastor did not know me at all. He said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to allow you to take over our Sunday service. Who does that?
Right.
We're going to allow you to bring your volunteers. We're going to provide the food and we're going to pick the homeless up. We just asked you to run the service.
Wow.
That was amazing. Now, this was the other mind-blowing thing. I had never done it before. I posted a flyer about it, stating what I needed and asking for volunteers. The event started at 7 a.m. When I got there around 6:45, it was over 150 volunteers there waiting for me.
Wow.
So I knew that was the Lord.
Yes. Right.
Because
yes.
It was the very first one. I had no expectation. I didn't know what to do. Yes, they were looking for opportunities. And you learn as you go. Now, what I do know how to be is kind. I do know how to be compassionate. I do know how to ask someone, can I help them? Can I assist them? And that was the ongoing practice. And that's what I trained the volunteers. Remove yourself from the situation. Find compassion. See the needs of someone else. Put yourself in a position where you can serve and love as big as you can. This is your opportunity to love and serve as big as you can right now. And everybody got that.
It's beautiful. Well, and Carla and I were talking before we were recording. I mean, I'm my hands in the air. I'm signing up for this next one.
I'm very, very excited
to be a part of that. I just, I love your mission.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you so much.
And also, this is what I hear, that everyone listening can be involved.
Yes. Anybody
can. The act
of
service, the act of mission is just putting someone else's needs before
for
your own. And like you said, just showing love.
Yes.
So if you can do that, even if that's outside of what you see for yourself,
right?
Let me promise you, you can do it.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can do it.
And I think that's a great segue into talking about, you know, Tisha's already doing it here in Dallas. You're doing it with your mom.
Yes. Yeah, so Love Ministries, I mean, is meeting with children
That's so beautiful.
To teenagers every single week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Wow.
And we're in South Dallas, and then we're also in West Dallas. And that's all we're doing is just loving. Filling the gap.
Yeah.
The gap of just having adults and parents come that just want to love.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, all of the volunteers that, you know, that come their first time, it kind of hits them in the face.
Yeah.
The kids aren't as sweet as you think.
Yeah.
You know, they
yes.
are sweet on the inside.
Right.
But they've been through a lot.
Yeah.
So they have a rough exterior. And we try not to let anybody quit. We're like, we're just going to get through the rough time.
Yes.
We're going to break down the barriers because kids need adults that love them and that will sit there with them and love them through. And I'm going to tell you, we have so many stories of teenagers that came in the first time and were combative. And then all the way now, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, because we don't put anybody out. We're going to love you through that.
That's right.
2, 3, 4, 5 years later, that kid is going to college.
Uh-huh.
That kid is like turned their life around. They've accepted Jesus Christ as their savior. They are now inviting their friends to come to Love Ministries. They're hooked in school and they've, you know, following the teacher's orders when before teachers were like, this is not a kid that can go to college.
Yeah.
They can't go.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't go because they can't sit down.
Right.
But it just takes love.
It just takes
people that want to put other people in front of themselves.
Amen.
So it's so important. I think so important for all of us to feel like we are missionaries and that we are called and we have something to offer. We have the love of Jesus Christ. That's what we are offering. So it's time really for us to take a break. And so when we get back, we want to get more into some other things that you're doing with the city council and everything. We're very excited about that. So we'll take a break and we will be back with you in just a minute.
Every heart, every woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I've got my good friend Vicki McMurray co-hosting me today. Hey, Vicki.
Hey, hon. It's good to be back.
Yes. Glad to have you back, and good to be back on the show.
Yes.
And Vicki and I, we're having a wonderful time talking with Mrs. Letitia Owens.
Hey, Letitia. Hi, one more again.
It's always a good time having Tisha.
Yes, I love her.
Tisha has the best time in life.
Yes,
like, in general, she enjoys
her
life.
Her.
Yes, I
love
do.
It.
Yes, it's great to be around her.
Her enthusiasm for Jesus and what she does is so contagious.
Thank you so much.
It really is.
That makes me happy.
So, Tisha, you were letting us know that you are doing some important work, and it's probably grinding work.
Yes.
Takes a lot of time. But you're doing some work on the city council. Let us know what you're doing.
Yes, I'm with the City of Dallas Homeless Commission, and that's where we come together once a month. And there's a council of us where we're hearing about what's happening in the community and praying about finding solution and how we can make things happen. I always suggest that the city itself, like the people who live in the city, actually come to these meetings, because this is their opportunity for their voice to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one thing for us to receive some of these agendas by different people, but when we hear from the city itself, the actual individuals that live here and are experiencing what's happening, things move quickly and faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I always suggest, if you're a person that has a heart for change with those that are less fortunate, or, you know, you're dealing with some poverty issues, that you come and share about that. Because, again, the more people that we hear from, the action just seems to move a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
I like that. I like that you're not only involved in the mission side of it, but you're going
deeper.
Yeah.
A little deeper political side.
You
almost
have to, because there's so much control that's going on around us and so many opportunities for you to have your voice heard, but you don't always know how to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I've found that it's a big way. So that's why I'm always suggesting people that come down and share their heart.
Yeah. And you are a person that's, your personality is bigger than life.
It's large. It's elephant.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just sitting here quietly just smiling, looking at her going, well, I just love being around Tisha.
Well, I could imagine you being in the, you know, in the city council meetings.
I know.
Yes.
We need to go and listen.
We know.
Go sit in,
but I'm
going
to say this. Now, the city council would say they don't know this side of me.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're
okay.
Professional too.
Yeah. When I'm there, so I'm really listening.
You're not a cut up.
Like when they've seen people talk about me, they're trying to figure out, who are y'all talking about? Because that's not who we're
right.
Because when I'm in there, like, I'm totally taking in every word they're saying.
Yes.
I'm trying
yes.
to understand.
Because yes.
I want to know what my next move is or what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm really taking it in. But usually, I'm seriously saying that if you were to say to them, she's crazy, she's loud, they will go, no, we don't know her. So yeah, it's a whole nother. The side of me there.
Well, it's good to know there's that side.
Yeah. Well, this is the side I live in.
Yes.
They don't get to see it as much.
Well, and I think that's very noble what you're doing, because I think it can be really frustrating to get involved in
it
the
is.
Political side of it, because your commission isn't necessarily political, but you're dealing with politics to
Definitely.
Get to move mountains, to get things done.
Very true.
Like you said earlier, I mean, you did just have 45 days to make that happen, and it was really God's intervention for you to go to that
totally.
Mayor Pro Tem, and boom, it's happening. And I think that's fabulous. I don't know if I would have the patience for it, but I do know that it's inspiring to hear, and that there are things that you can do big, whether you sit on a commission or small. I serve at our food pantry.
Very big.
I volunteer at an elementary school. To me, those are places that I feel like
yes.
I'm not saying they're not big, but I'm just saying
I'm
using it as an example of there are so many variables to how you can serve somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, at our food pantry, I'm not as comfortable. I don't think we have too many homeless where I live, but it's just not my comfort zone, and one of the reasons to talk to a homeless person.
Right, right.
But that's one of the reasons I started volunteering at our food pantry, because we do have so many families in our county and our community that have need, that aren't like me.
Yeah.
That might not know where they're sleeping tonight, yeah, or might not know how they're going to get home with all the groceries they just received for the month,
mm,
or, you know, so humbly coming and saying, do you have toilet paper?
Yeah.
Do you have
and
some deodorant?
And we collect that all the time. People always say, what? And I'm like, yeah, they need that
need
too.
It. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so the particular job at the food pantry that I always choose to volunteer for is carry out, so that I'm helping them walk them out to wherever, if they've caught a ride with somebody. Sometimes they have grocery carts that they're taking their food back to. And so I love that time. It might be 1 minute. It might be 2 minutes, but I get to talk to them.
Yeah.
And I always tell them about my church that happens to be around the corner.
Mm.
And I just listen too, because I think sometimes when we're dealing with folks who are struggling, they don't feel heard.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Mm-hmm. And I always say to that too, Vicky, with what you're saying, the different things that you can do, my hashtag is do what you can.
Right. Yes.
Do what you can.
Yes.
You can't save the world, but you can do what you can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if everybody just does that, we will be able to transform so many lives.
Yes.
Right. And going off of what Carla was saying about, you know, just getting outside yourself and serving somebody else, I don't have a background in a food pantry, and thank God I've never needed one, but I have compassion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have any expertise.
You have talent.
And, well, I don't know if I have talent, but I'm willing to go do it. Kind of like even volunteering at our elementary school.
Did some break dancing?
Oh, right. Listen.
Yes, let's get some breakdancing video
footage
and get it on our social media. That would be perfect. But Vicky, you know, what I really do hear you saying is relationship.
Yes.
Like
you're
willing to put yourself in the middle,
exactly,
and say, listen, I want to hear your story. I want to share my story with
right.
you.
Right.
I want to serve you. I want to see you. Mm-hmm. I want to know
hear
you.
You
I want to
you know, and know yeah. that you're. You're loved,
exactly.
And not just by me, but more importantly by God.
That's important.
And my point really is anybody can do it.
Anybody
I don't have any
do
particular
it.
Talent for this other than I have time.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I have the ability to get there, and I just, I want people to know their love.
That's so
yes.
good.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
what matters. If you have that heart, you can move mountains.
Well, it's been fun to listen to Carla since she got back from Africa, because obviously going to Africa is a very big deal. I've not done that, but not all of us can do that. But it brought home to her, like, we need to be talking about what can you do
yeah. right here,
your
right
circle
here.
Of influence.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm out in Commerce, Texas, America, so I try to do what I can out there. You're in Dallas.
Yeah.
You're in Dallas, and you're doing great stuff. And South and East Dallas? No, I've only gone to South Dallas to help with Love Ministries.
Oh, yes.
West Dallas?
Yes, South Dallas and West Dallas and
yes.
Love Ministries.
So, and it is just showing up and making the effort.
Amen.
And
that's so
I
good.
Think it's so scary, though. And I'm just going to, I know for myself in years past, I was scared to go help something I didn't understand.
Mm.
I don't know what it's like to be that hungry. I've been broke,
yeah,
but I've not been that hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to wonder where my toilet paper is going to come
mm.
from. So, that unknown, not because I'm above it, is just the unknown that creates fear.
Yeah.
And so I just, I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, why don't you go serve at the food pantry with me? Just encouraging, I think it's that unknown. People sort of kind of panic about how do
Very
I
true.
I help or what do I do? And it's just I, so easy.
Yeah,
and we don't realize
I see,
it.
I see what you're saying. And we run into that with Love Ministries, like I said, when the new volunteers come,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, the kids think, I'm going to be very honest,
yeah.
the kids think fresh meat.
Yes.
I can get anything
I remember my
I
first time at Love Ministries.
From that
I was a little freaked out.
Because they don't know,
yeah.
you know, they don't know
yeah.
the ins and outs.
Sure.
And so they're like, yeah, I want to be in this new person's
uh-huh.
class, because I know I can get a
Cut
couple
up
of
and,
extra
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
So, number one, that's going to happen. That it's okay.
That's any kid.
It's
yeah.
okay. Like,
right.
like you said, like, I'm going to go to the food pantry. I'm
right.
going to do it. It's uncomfortable. There are so many things I don't know. So
right.
many things I'm probably unprepared for. That's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
God
just
will get you
keep
there.
Going back. Yes.
yes.
You'll learn it.
Yes.
You'll learn it. And it'll become
I love it.
Like the best part of your week.
It
is that
really is.
True. Yeah.
That and volunteering with the littles. And so we, you know, we have a lot of families in need where I live. And I'm just so grateful. I've got a great teacher I work with. And I come in twice a week and I read to the kids or work on sight words and just love on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
love on them.
That's
I mean,
need.
That's
Beautiful.
Missional right
that's
there.
That's what they need.
People don't realize it.
And you know what? I think I did myself and Amy Bales, who couldn't be here with us today. We did a Bible study at our church, and we actually wrote the questions and everything because we wanted it to truly apply to the people
mm-hmm.
at our church. One of the things that really came out of there is out of that Bible study is that strong people volunteer. People think of a person who is put someone else's needs, mm-hmm. put someone else's needs in front of their own. It's like a meek, mild person that can't figure out some other things to do with their time. So I might as well volunteer. I'm like, you know what? Strong people who have heard the calling of God on their life mm-hmm. and know, you know, what they're here right. to do, they serve. Like you Very said, true. They serve. And one thing that you said about your pastor, tell us that, because I think that was before we started taping. You said your pastor said, if you are in need of something.
Yeah, when you're in need of something, go and serve and be a blessing with that to someone else. So again, if someone is in need of food, you go provide food. Or you mm-hmm. need food, you can still have what, take what you have and bless somebody else
right.
with it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the amount. It's just you saying, I'm going to make the sacrifice, because that's what you're asking for. Yes. You're asking for the Lord to do something supernatural in your life. Yes. So if you have anything that you can be a blessing and give away, and it may not be the thing that you actually are wanting that you have,
right.
but you have something you can give.
Yes.
So
yes.
he always says, start by giving something away first, you yes. being that blessing, and then just watch God show out in your life.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the best way to figure out what you're here on this earth to do.
Very
just start
true.
Pouring into somebody else
exactly.
and start seeing, you know, what happens. See
yeah,
the fruit
the rejoicing
of it.
Right. Because our tests and trials are testimonies.
Yes.
And there's so much that I don't think any of us realize that we can provide for somebody else with our own experiences.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just the testimony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That
yeah, yeah, yeah.
can be very impactful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think for me, being mindful and in the moment is something that I've come back with from Africa, just mm-hmm. being open and available and movable to what God wants me to do. For sure, I know that I'm supposed to serve women,
mm-hmm.
but when I'm in the grocery store, I'm supposed to serve women.
Mm-hmm.
When I am getting gas,
yep,
I'm supposed
to serve
women.
Women. Yep,
so I just need to be mindful of the Holy Spirit and just open and available. We are all missionaries.
Yes.
And we don't put that mantle down.
Nope.
You know?
Mm, that's so good.
That's a good reminder. I have to think of that, too, because, you know, I get in my little zone.
Mm-hmm.
Get
we
busy.
All do. We
yeah.
all do.
And
our schedule.
Right. And I don't think about it. And I have lots of opportunities to do that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Very
mm-hmm.
true.
So, Tisha, let us know. Tell us what's coming up next with you.
Well, if this Dallas Public Library proposal goes through,
uh-huh,
bless his wonderful name,
yes.
we will partner with them. And the request is that we would use their space every third Saturday.
Okay.
So every third Saturday morning, we would be at the Dallas Public Library. Usually, I believe they open at 10, so from like 10 to 12:30.
Nice.
We would be there, and we would be providing those resources again, whatever it is they allow us to bring. We'll do that. We'll be asking some of those same organizations that served with us at the expo to attend so mm-hmm. they could, you know, regularly associate and connect with them
right.
and provide those resources. So
mm-hmm.
that's what we're praying for, that it just continues to grow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then our gala is not until July, but July 21st, we'll be having our second annual King and Queen
yes.
Servant Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we honor 7 individuals in the city who have gone above and beyond with serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So you're doing nothing.
Basically.
I know. I was telling her before we start recording, I look at her social media and I'm exhausted.
Oh my God, I love that.
I love it. I love all you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you know what? We love how you're using social media. I mean, that's another
you're
one of
very good at it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Those themes, you know, if we would all, we were kind of talking about social media
right.
before and how you can get on there and you, how it can be a little attacky.
Yes.
But social media is just another way to and say, hey, folks, listen to what. Look at what God is doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come join me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come have fun serving. Come have fun giving
right.
back
yes.
and enjoy others. You know,
yes.
I'm always talking about today. I was telling Vicky that I posted about support because there are opportunities that people can use, like this platform. This is an opportunity for me to share. This is an opportunity
mm-hmm.
for you to share.
Mm-hmm.
It's there are opportunities that people come into where they're able to communicate what someone else is doing or how they can be a blessing. So that's what we all have to keep in mind. When
right.
there's an opportunity for
mm-hmm.
you to gain support or connect with others that are doing some great things, go ahead and share that. It's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. That's good. One of the ladies from my church calls this creative communications.
I like it.
This is creatively
I like it.
Just sharing the word of the Lord.
Well, and as long as we're doing it for his good is what I would prefer to see on social media anyway. So I love it. I just need to be a little more mindful of using it that way and not just staring at stuff.
That's good. That's good, Vicky.
Let me share the scripture that the Lord just took me to this morning. This is from Philippians 3. I think I'm going to read 12 through 16. And it says, I'm not saying that I have all this, that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. And I just love that scripture there because it just reminds us that, okay, we do not have to be perfect.
No.
We do not have to have all of this background to be able to be on the path that God has for us. Put someone else's needs in front of our own and keep at it. Get on track. Let's keep at it. We're reaching for the Lord. And we are allowing him to use our lives, you know, to reach people for his glory.
Oh, absolutely. When put yourself second. And I'm telling you, the feelings that you will feel, you will have all the feels. I mean, it will be exponential what God is going to work through you because it's not about you. It's about doing something for someone else.
Amen.
And I, you know, like we said earlier, I get so much out of being at the food pantry and I don't get to do it as often as I'd like to. But there's no reason why I can't get those feels in an everyday conversation with a friend.
Yes.
Or letting somebody go ahead of me in a line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that little.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being kind to the cashier at the grocery store. Or, I mean, there's a couple at our Walmart that talk a lot. And I don't
spend
necessarily,
time talking
I don't,
to
and
them.
I don't like it sometimes because I'm thinking about what I want to be doing.
Right. Yes.
But it makes me think, I just need to take a deep breath and not avoid her line and go and chat with her.
Yeah.
She might be lonely. She might be having a hard time in life.
Right. There are so many opportunities that the Lord gives us to share his love and to share our lives and share our testimony. A lot of times, you know, you can feel like, well, I don't know a lot of scripture. Great. Share what the Lord has done you just five seconds ago.
Yes.
You
know,
just take some time and share with people. You don't have to be minister of all ministers to take some time and to share with people in Walmart.
It's It's like that book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven. That was out, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And it's the story about this person passes away and five people that they met in their lifetime, a cashier at a grocery store, a dentist or whatever, all comes to this person in heaven saying, what a remarkable difference you made in my life.
Wow.
That moment you were really nice to me when I was in line when you were in line at the grocery store and I was your cashier and I was having a bad day and you said so, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You changed my life that day.
That'll make a difference.
But you don't realize you're doing it. Our lives are so crazy. Stuff is at us all the time. There is spiritual warfare going down all the time.
Yes.
And just paying attention to God and listening to him and really obeying. We were talking about that before we started recording.
Amen.
He was telling me to do something. I kept saying, you don't want me to do that, God. You do not want me to do it. But I did it. And I have such peace about it.
Yes, yeah. I think, as I said before, when we were in Africa, it was easy to see the hand of the Lord, and it was easy to see those supernatural moments. And back here at home, they still happen.
Yeah.
But it's harder, I think.
They still happen. It's harder for us because we're in our daily lives, and we're on a path with our schedule, and we know what time we got to be home. We know what time we got to have the dinner cooked and all that stuff. You know, the kids picked up.
Yes.
I don't have to pick up my kids anymore, thank God. Because I have teenagers.
I don't have any kids to pick up anymore, thank
God.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. They're grown.
I
love it.
But Carla, you said it best, though, because you said while you were over in Africa, you were on a mission trip, so your mindset was on a mission. But we don't wake up and say,
I'm on a mission.
Yes.
And that's how our lifestyle should be. It's not, like you said, there are opportunities at the grocery store, at the gas station, or just getting up, you know, sometimes at home with your husband, your children.
Right.
That's the mission right then and there. But we take that for granted because we're just so used to doing the regular things in our daily life.
Right.
But those are always opportunities.
And there's noise. Like, there's not going to be the kind of noise that you get when you're in Africa because you're not inundated with TV and social media and crazy schedules. I mean, they're just trying to figure out how they're going to eat tonight.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about how they were sleeping on dirt.
Yes. I mean, yes. Nothing in their homes.
There's nothing.
Or huts. I shouldn't call them homes.
Right. Yes. They have no comforts.
Yes.
And we're over here getting up and frustrated that our alarm didn't go off or
right.
we have
or
to.
Or I ran out of Maybelline powder.
Oh, yes. I know. It's so true. And we forget.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
we were flipping out trying to get here today because we ran into a bunch of traffic.
Right.
They don't know what traffic is.
Right.
There's no noise. There's not to say there's not noise in the simplicity of how they live.
Right.
But it's just very different. And I love what you just said because I want to wake up tomorrow morning and say, okay, God, what mission am I going to be on? Put me on a mission.
Amen. Yes.
Put
yes.
that mission in front of me. Let me.
And he puts us on it. We
he,
just
see
a
it.
Lot
Let
of
me see it.
Not looking
Let
at
me
it.
See
right.
it.
Right. 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 So that's good. That's a great takeaway is to every day to think, okay, Lord, I want to be, we call that in the spiritual practices, we call that being mindful.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, I want to be mindful and attentive
yes.
to the fact that I am called.
Yes.
I'm sent.
And I don't want to miss my opportunity.
I don't want to miss my opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to share the love of the Lord. I love that. Tisha, tell us. Your website, I don't want to forget to share those things, website and social media and all that.
Yes, you can go to www.whereareyououtreach.org. Again, www.whereareyououtreach.org. And the social media handle is Where Are You Outreach. Everything is Where Are You Outreach. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me personally, it's Tisha Owens, and that's T-I-T-I-A Owens, T-I-T-I-A-O-W-E-N-S.
I encourage everyone to do that. I love to
She's
follow
She's got great
Tisha.
Social media, y'all.
I do. I'm being super sincere. I love
yeah.
it.
Thank
yeah.
you, Vicky.
And then I want to bring this up for you, Vicky. I don't know if you know the email address for the food pantry, but I want to say that Vicky, because I don't want anybody to count themselves out. Say,
yes.
Okay, I live outside of Dallas, so Vicky lives in
Yes. I live in Commerce, so it's the Commerce Food Pantry, but it's a partnership with the North Texas Food Pantry, which is out of Dallas.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So we partner with them, and then we have a co-op where we get produce from Delta County, which is right next to us. But it's the Commerce Food Pantry. There's a Facebook page called the Commerce Food Pantry.
Okay.
I don't know about a website. Other than that, but anybody can come. It's on Thursdays from 2 to 4
okay.
every Thursday.
Wonderful. So there's, even if you live in a small town or an area that's outside of Dallas, it doesn't matter.
True.
There are places to serve. And if you can't find anyone else to serve, go serve your neighbor. Cook a bake a cake or apple pie or whatever whatever it is you can do.
Right.
Risotto, whatever. That just came to mind. I don't know where that came
from. Risotto, okay.
That's hard to cook in it.
Yes.
So something else easier than that. Bake some fish.
There you go.
Fry some chicken. Take it over. Serve your neighbor. Say hello. So Vicky had to laugh on that one.
Carrots.
Bring some carrots. Yes, Vicky always brings carrots for us. And if you would like to join us at Love Ministries, we would love to have you. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. That's the website. You can also keep in contact with us on our social media at EHEW Radio and on our website, EHEWradio.com. You can follow Vicky and I personally. Is Vicky's yours?
My Instagram is V McMurray and Facebook's Vicky Lake McMurray.
And I'm Carla Nivens Entertainment on all of mine.
K-A-R-L-A.
Yes. Tisha always spells, so
yes,
she's good at that. So Tisha, thank you so much for joining
Gracias
us.
Gracias for having me.
Yes.
we really appreciate it. And we encourage everyone just to remember that we are all called and we are all sent.
Amen.
We are all missionaries and we're all going to just stay committed to be mindful and just saying, Lord, what would you have me to do today? Who would you have me to share with today? Who can I share love? Who can I share the love of Christ with today? You all, we will see you back here next week. We pray that you will have a wonderful week. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show, Carla Nivens.
Every heart, every woman.
Mm-hmm.